a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, the friendliest ballpark in America. We're not only friendly to our fans, we're also friendly to our four-legged friends. Every Sunday is Bark in the Park, where we invite you to bring your dog to the game for free. And Wednesday's a We Care Wednesday, where we'll be raising funds for local charities. This year, we're spotlighting animal shelters and humane societies. You know, Dave and Darren have also been referred to as man's best friends. You know, that's not really true. No one's ever said that. Why would they? Dave and Darren have no dog-like redeeming qualities, and frankly speaking, they can be quite catty. Meow. Listen to today's podcast. You'll find out for yourself. Enjoy.
Listen, I'm not one to argue with Dave Heller, a fine sponsor of a fine podcast, but I feel like we have some dog-like qualities.
Well,
Darren's giving me a look like struggling to think of one.
I mean, if I could reach, I'd never leave the house.
Well, that's not something we can do.
No. Might have to have, well, I suppose more than a couple ribs removed. Like Marilyn Manson.
That's not true.
Sure he did.
Also, he's not the kid from Wonder Years. No, it's not Paul.
It's Paul from Wonder Years, and he had all his ribs removed.
I was going to make the argument that we're loyal, like a dog would be. But
hello there.
Thank you, Marty Allen. You're following the scent that I'm laying down like a bloodhound. Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things, everybody. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
Hello there.
Story here of a McDonald's in Australia. And I don't know if this is going to become the rule of the McDonald's chain.
They're probably rolling out the McRib.
Just now in Australia? Because it's fall down there?
Yeah, it's still fall. Not quite winter.
Right.
They're probably enjoying the McRib. Oh, boy.
I don't know. I don't know that the McRib is a universal thing. I think that might just be a America thing.
Midwestern thing?
Well, and fewer and fewer...
Flyover country?
Fewer and fewer restaurants are doing it. I mean, we've talked about this in the podcast, that the McRib is waning in popularity.
I think they've been told, do it if you want to. You don't have to.
So I read an article this weekend about...
You're not getting the McRib stranglehold.
I read an article this weekend about McDonald's. You know, have you been to one of these restaurants now? There's a handful of them here in town where you can order your food from a kiosk. The first one to do it was the McDonald's on Kennedy Drive, Avenue of the Cities. What the hell is that?
But you're still going into the store.
You go into the store, but rather than talk to a human being, you just order it from a giant iPad. And then you pay right there,
and then
they say number 42, you're ready.
Okay.
Right?
No,
have you been
on
that one yet?
No.
They redid the one on Avenue of the Cities there, not too far from,
sure,
from Hotel Moline.
Right.
Anyway, we went there years ago. My car broke down. No, years ago. Months ago. But when my car broke down, it was in that... that's when I knew things were going weird, when I was having trouble getting out of that McDonald's.
Mm.
So they've got the kiosk there where you order from this... Again, it's like a giant iPad.
Uh-huh.
It's all touchscreen stuff. And then you make your order. Well, what McDonald's has found is, in all these places that they've installed these giant kiosks,
order more?
You order a lot more from a kiosk than you do from a human being.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So that means...
See how I figured that out?
How did you figure that out?
No, it's...
You read the same article?
No. I just had a feeling. I have a certain touch. I can figure it out.
And I know you got a boat.
I can figure it out within a minute's time whether or not this is going to work out.
Are we shy about what we order with human beings, but to a computer we're like, I'm a fatso, give me everything.
It could be that.
Yes, I will take cookies.
It could be that. It could be that... When you're just touching it on a computer, it doesn't seem it. You're more willing to spend, maybe.
And there's
like a video poker type thing to it. I don't know.
Also, I suspect there's not that urgency. Like when you're taking someone's time,
yes,
you want to make sure you get your order in as quick,
yes,
as possible.
Could
whereas
be.
If you're browsing, it's like, you know what? I will have a hot apple pie
and a shake.
I deserve this. Well, customers are complaining about this McDonald's in Australia. They've had a problem there of people using the bathroom that aren't McDonald's customers. Not unlike here in the States with the Starbucks.
But Starbucks is saying you can come in.
Well, Starbucks, rather than have another case where the cops are called in to just arrest people for the crime of being black, Starbucks has decided to go completely the other way, where it's like, you know what? Anybody can use our toilets whenever. Hell, come back here and make the coffee if you want to.
We like
There's no rules.
Our coffee's black, but not our customers.
How dare us?
Have you, how many times have you ever, how many times do you think you've been in a fast food restaurant in your life?
In my life?
5,000 times?
Oh, not 5,000, I should hope.
You don't think it's been 5,000?
Well, I've been consuming fast food. I was, like, as a kid, growing up as a kid, McDonald's was a treat. Like, okay. We got McDonald's, like, the 4th of July.
1,000 times?
We got to go to McDonald's. Probably
1,000 times?
Probably 1,000
times. Okay, 1,000 times. So it's a decent sample size.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many times have you seen someone thrown out of a fast food restaurant because they were using their bathroom and they weren't a patron?
Well,
ever? Never.
My experience as a Caucasian American is that doesn't happen very often. But in Philly, at the Starbucks,
No,
that
I'm talking
one time.
About seeing other people tossed out.
I will say this, a handful of times of those 1,000, I've been to a restaurant where I thought someone should go to jail for what happened in here.
Well, that's different.
And one very special
time,
very special time on the way home from a Springsteen show, I was that person. But we've told that story enough. My point is...
That was a KFC, by the way.
It was a KFC, a fast food place, not a McDonald's, but still.
You might have ruined a pizza joint here in the cities, too.
No, that was contained. That was a contained event.
You walked out of the place without your underpants on. That's all I know.
Listen, if I'm the first man who has left his underpants in a bathroom that was not in his home, then I'm shocked to hear that. I think that happens to everybody.
I would be shocked, too, to find out
you're
the only one
right?
ever.
I know you've had events. I don't bring them up.
I've had events.
I'm discreet.
I've had soul-crushing events.
I remember one time at Modern Woodman Park, of all places.
Soul-crushing.
Where the look at the end of the night, when you left the second time, the first time you were pretty devastated. You went back for seconds, and you came back, and the look on your face was like, David, tell the world my story.
It was awful.
It was something else.
It was two Thursdays in a row.
You know what's crazy is, so we were doing, that was when we were doing Thirsty Thursdays.
Yes.
We would stay out till 10 o'clock at night on a Wednesday.
And then go elsewhere.
And then go have a nightcap somewhere.
I know.
And then get up in the morning and do a morning show.
I know. We were younger people. You wouldn't even consider that now.
I go to bed every night at 8 p.m.
Wouldn't even consider it.
I go to bed every night at 8 p.m. I don't have any alcohol until, you know, like if it's 7 o'clock, I got to shut things down. Because it's, you know.
That's why he's drinking now.
Well, yeah, but
well,
for
good
me,
for you.
Well, I've been up since 3, so for me, this is like 9 o'clock at night.
You should be like 10 in.
I'm not quite a 10, friend, but this ain't number 1.
Good for you.
The point of the story is...
With McDonald's.
This McDonald's has decided...
These guys do a travelogue of the damnedest things. It's not for everybody.
I just listened to a podcast. I don't know, these two guys, they just talked about bathrooms they've destroyed.
They've soiled themselves throughout America. This is not America. Thank you, Bette Mathini.
This is not America.
Can you imagine what they do when they travel abroad? It's an international incident.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Hello there.
So what's going on at McDonald's?
McDonald's in Australia, I swear, I'll get to the point of the story. They've decided too many people are using the bathroom. So now there's a code. The code is printed on the bottom of your receipt. And you enter that code
to
use the restroom. Yes.
I'm done with that McDonald's.
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. A lot of customers are upset because you got to place your order first to use the code on the bottom of the receipt to have access to the toilet.
How many different times do you go to the bathroom first before you order? A lot of times.
I guess.
Most times.
I tend to order first and then I use the restroom so that while they're getting the food ready, it's a better use of my time.
Not if you really
got to. Well, if you got to go, you got to go. Exactly.
Soul crushing, David.
I guess they do this a lot in the UK as well. But now people in Australia and the UK are complaining that they're pissing their pants as a result of this ridiculous code system.
Although I suppose if you know that's what the rule is, But then again, if you're standing in line, it's a long line for food. It could be tough.
I had occasion when I was on my way to Missouri. I stopped at a Casey's General Store.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about me is, when I'm driving, especially if I'm solo, if I'm driving solo, like
were you
when
driving
I
got solo,
well, like yeah.
Why do you hate Han Solo?
I love him. He's my favorite character of all of them. But like, if I'm driving with the wife and the boy, eventually one of them's going to say I have to go to the bathroom, and then I'll go to the bathroom.
More so than yes.
So if I'm driving by myself,
you're the camel. You could go long stretches.
Certainly longer than a 9-year-old boy and a woman.
Right.
You know. I love him the most, but of the three of us, I am the camel.
Mm-hmm.
I am the walrus.
Mm-hmm.
Goo 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 choob. My point, and I do have one, is this. If I'm driving solo, I don't have anyone to suggest that we use the restroom, so I put it off until it's time where I'm almost doing the thing that you used to do in the outfield in the league where you're squeezing your wiener to keep the pee from coming out, which as a middle-aged man is a weird thing
Daryl! Daryl, you're squeezing your wiener.
You gotta go so bad that you're actually squeezing it, thinking somehow that's going to stop an event. It doesn't. It just hurts
probably
your wiener.
Probably makes it worse.
Right, you got bladder pain, and now for some reason you're squeezing your the head of your penis and doesn't do any good for you. So anyway.
That guy Rona.
The point of it is, I had to go to this Casey's. Yeah. So I'm like, I put off
you
to last
pushed
minute.
It.
And then I get there, and oh no. Someone's in the restroom. So now I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? I can't stand here and wait because God knows what's going on in there, right?
I know it.
So I got back in my car and I went back the wrong way to a McDonald's I knew was on the route.
I'm going the other way.
I went back the other way because I'm like, at least at McDonald's.
Yeah, and get in.
And then that's what ended up
happening. Speaking of McDonald's, they've got the fresh beef. Have I mentioned this yet?
They've got the quarter pounders only. Yes, quarter pounders only. Yes. Have you had it yet?
Yes. Wasn't done.
No kidding. You got a red burger.
I mean, for me, I could put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like okay, but I could see where a lot of people are going to be.
You're going to get people sick.
People are going to not just. They're just not going to go for it.
No,
it's because they still want that quarter pounder of cheese as quick as they've got it before.
You can't win. You've set yourself up, McDonald's, where you're not going to be able to win.
They want it just as quick as they've always got it.
Right.
But now they're doing it with the fresh beef.
Yeah.
And that might just take a little bit longer to satisfy you.
Right.
And,
diarrhea.
Yeah, it might be a little more pink inside than you're used to.
Let me have a Diablo sandwich of Dr. Pepper. Make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
Right. We're all in a hurry, Sheriff.
Yeah, but with the Diablo sandwich, I think you're just basically, you're cooking up thin meats.
Do we know exactly what's on a Diablo sandwich? Have we ever gotten that recipe? What exactly is a Diablo sandwich?
Tend to think that it would be along the lines of
like a sloppy Joe, but a little spicier.
No, not sloppy Joe. I would tend to think a Diablo sandwich would have just like cooked sliced meats, heated up sliced meats, and maybe you throw some peppers on it or something.
I'm gonna look that up.
That would be my guess.
I'm gonna look that up while you tell us who's about to make this top five things possible.
Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Here's something you can keep in mind, or should keep in mind. Cool off with your favorite iced latte. All of your favorite hot lattes can be served over ice. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee, loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join the loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. What'd you find?
Well, it's a game changer. And this is, I think, kind of what I was thinking was. And I should have been more specific. I was thinking consistency of a sloppy Joe, but not a sloppy Joe. A Diablo sandwich. Here's the ingredients. 1 pound of lean ground beef. Browned?
So it does have a loose case meat.
1 ounce of taco seasoning mix.
Mm-hmm.
1 cup of whole kernel corn, 1 cup of diced tomato, lettuce, sour cream, and a bun.
See, I was thinking it was more like an Italian type.
Diablo says to me, it's south of the border fair. Mm. That's the word for devil in Spanish.
Huh.
See?
Well, that's true. It's not Italian. It's certainly not Italian. But I thought it was. I thought Diablo sandwich, I always had in my head that it would have been just sliced meats that were warm.
So it's like a taco burger.
It's more like a taco burger than it. It's like a bell beefer.
But with corn. The corn is an interesting...
She ate too much corn.
She
ate too many Diablo sandwiches.
That's what it sounds like.
If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, 2 stores available in June. The one already just outside of Milan on Route 67, that is open now and is now open from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. And then the Davenport store, which is located at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds, that's going to be opening in just a couple days' time. Wednesday is when it's opening. Again, times are 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. with expanding hours as we get closer to the 4th of July. Uncle Norm's has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. All of Uncle Norm's fireworks are 100% guaranteed. No one else does this. If it fails, it won't. But if it fails, they'll replace it. Nobody else does that. Make sure you visit
their... Well, other places not only don't care if it fails.
They don't care.
They kind of hope it does. Because right. They don't live here. What do they care? Stupid. Give us your money, and we pack up our stuff, and we leave.
And they're gone. Visit
them. You think other places give a damn if your 4th of July is fun for you and your family?
No, they've got your money.
They don't. They're here to take your money, stupid. Uncle Norm's is committed to making sure that you have the best 4th of July possible. And they stand behind a product. Listen, this is a product that every once in a while, there are duds. It happens. Go to any one of these other jokers and say, do you stand behind this?
Like they made them.
And they're going to go stand behind it. We're so stupid, we stand in front of fireworks. We don't know what the hell we're talking about.
We don't even know how these
Give us
work.
Your money, dummy, and let us get out of town.
We will also be doing a podcast at the Davenport location. That's going to be happening on Saturday, June 30th.
We haven't done a remote in so long.
Visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com.
And of course, being stopped by the cops literally scared the crap out of her. She told police, quote, I pooped my pants. I ate too much corn.
I ate too many Diablo sandwiches.
I'm going to hurry. You got to have Dr. Pepper if you're going to make a Diablo sandwich.
Podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak.
You know, you say as it always does, and as it always has, they've been a long-time sponsor of this podcast.
I know it.
Let's all make an extra effort to go to Capriati's and get a sandwich.
I know.
Listen.
Only the best.
We're not able to do this without Capriati's. That's just a fact. So go to Capriati's.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them you love the show. You're not there for the show. You're there because the sandwiches are the best in town.
And
I get it.
And you're going to get a sweet deal.
It wouldn't kill you to get a deal.
Order yourself a Slobby Joe, slow-cooked roast beef, provolone, cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. And when you're there, you mention Nacho Radio. And not only can you show your appreciation, you can get a medium sub for the price of a small one. What do you think of that?
What is in coleslaw? What is coleslaw exactly?
Cabbage.
Cabbage and what?
Cabbage, and you might have like some diced up carrots.
What's the cream, though? What colds together?
That would be, a mayonnaise-based thing.
I'm going to try coleslaw this summer.
Yes, go right ahead. Now, they also have other coleslaws that is a vinegar-based.
Mm-hmm.
Now that one, yes, you could get a vinegar based one too.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty popular. Those are popular.
See,
get used on sandwiches.
I always when I order the Bobby. See, this is the thing. Usually, I get a large Bobby, and the wife and I split it.
Have you told her about the mayo yet?
No, she can never know this. She listens to the podcast regularly, but she's getting caught up. So maybe this is like my passive aggressive way of letting her know I'm onto mayonnaise. But
how is she getting caught up? How far is she behind? How big of a lead have you given yourself?
Well,
is it like a month?
She'll listen to like, if we do 3 shows a week, she'll be like, I listened to Monday, it was really good. And then I'll be like, you don't need to listen to Tuesday, we really phoned it in that day. And
it's
then
never true.
Listen. I know. The shows have always been good, right?
Does she ever say any care for that one?
Let me ask you this, and be honest. When's the last time you and I did a podcast where you thought, I don't know what we were doing there, that wasn't very good? Be deadly honest.
I'm not saying it hasn't happened.
There are shows that are certainly better than others.
Yeah.
But can you remember the last time we did a show where you're like, I don't know why we're still doing this?
If we, it's been a while. It's been a while since.
You feel like we've had some clunkers?
Not many.
Not many.
Not many.
One, two, three. Number one today.
Is
number
one. Is everyone mad at Bruce Springsteen?
I think he's the best.
But are people mad? Like, why are you getting a Tony?
It seems ridiculous that he got a Tony.
But is it a lifetime Tony?
Yes.
So it wasn't like he got a Tony for his thing that's going on now.
He's doing a residency, just, and they gave him a lifetime Tony, which doesn't make any sense.
Even though this is the first time he's ever done anything.
Tonys are stupid.
But people are getting upset that you got a lifetime, you got like some sort of special Tony.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You don't ever do this.
Yeah, well, agree, that's stupid.
Then why didn't he just kind of early on say, guys, just don't do this?
I think he's just happy to show up and have people listen to his music at this point. Like,
could be.
Yeah. I think a much younger Springsteen, I think he's in the golden years, and you know, he's in his 60s. I will say this. I saw him say this in an interview once, that his children have pointed out that he is what they call, his children call him this, an attention whore.
Well,
that's the phrase that his children use to describe
him. That's not a shock,
you know,
I guess.
You know who hates Bruce Springsteen?
Neil Patrick Harris?
No, he hates Rachel Bloom. That's another Tony scandal that we're not getting to on this show.
This is your Tony report.
Welcome to the Tony Beat.
My God!
Who wore it best and why? No, T-Roy from Harrington's.
Hates him?
Despises Springsteen.
Huh.
And I go, Troy, you listen to him, if you really listen to him, you would love him the most. And I know for Troy that this is like Steely Dan used to be for me, where I would be like, Steely Dan is garbage. I don't know why anyone listens to that. That's a bunch of old man nonsense. Now I'm an old man in the need of nonsense. I think Steely Dan is fantastic. Roxy Music's another one where I'd be like, what is this Ponzi nonsense? It's the best Ponzi nonsense. I'm going to warn you, too, at the outset right now, I'm going through a real Black Crowes jag. Can't get enough of the Black Crowes.
Huh.
And I don't know if it's because I know they're never getting back together, and there's two separate bands that are doing tributes, and they're both made up of the guys that were
how far are you going back? All the way?
Oh, all eight records.
All of them.
Yeah, right? I just sit and I put them on Scramble or Shuffle or whatever the hell it's called, and I just enjoy them all.
Okay.
Big, big fan of the Black Crowes. Always have been. I've seen them probably more times. There's only one other band from Georgia I've seen more than Black Crowes.
Georgia Satellites?
You're damn right, Georgia Satellites. Number one.
Number one.
I know you've seen the B-52s.
Only once.
Thanks for being so gosh darn reptilian, too, Fred Snyder. What a rock star. What a rock star.
That was the B-52 show that we went to. Darren went to, and I went to, and Darren went backstage. I don't even think I even saw you that night. Did we see you?
You didn't go backstage?
No, you went with your special rock star friends.
Oh, I thought you were there.
Number one of the top five things. A 9-year-old girl has been put into rehab because she's addicted to a video game called Fortnite. I don't know a lot about this, but I do know that this is like the game that everyone plays. Fortnite.
Oh, I've heard of that.
The 9-year-old, I bet all the people you work with play it nonstop.
I haven't seen people playing video games.
I bet they talk about it, though. Like, oh, I was up late last night playing Fortnite. Hmm. I've never played it. We don't have it here. And I think it's free. And
what's it about?
I think you just go around shooting people.
Okay.
Let us know on the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line what Fortnite is about. I think you just go around shooting people.
Hmm.
But I've had it explained to me by the younger people that I work with at Comedy Sports. And they say once you start, like, that's your life. You just play Fortnite forever. Okay. So this 9-year-old girl was playing it, and it got to the point where they had to put her in rehab at 9 for a video game. Parents bought her an Xbox One in January. She downloaded Fortnite. By mid-March, she was showing signs of addiction, a 9-year-old. Mom says, we got called in by her head teacher and asking if everything was okay. She had fallen asleep twice in school, and her grades were slipping.
Sure.
We asked our daughter what the problem was, and she became unusually argumentative and aggressive, which we just put down to her hormones.
At 9?
At 9?
Okay.
Family also started noticing regular payments of $67 a month on their credit card.
Wait a minute.
which the daughter said could be from extras that she'd paid for on Fortnite. When they confiscated the Xbox One, she smacked her dad in the face.
I'll smack you in the face! I'm Fortnite!
Parents
at least she fessed up. She fessed up to the extras.
She shut up. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the extras I'm getting.
Parents said they limited their daughter's playtime on the Xbox to 1 hour during school nights and 2 hours on weekend. But the seriousness of the situation was made apparent when the dad found her sitting on a urine-soaked cushion while playing the game.
That's no good.
He says, I saw her butt was red raw. She was so hooked to the game, she wouldn't even go to the toilet.
Oof.
She admitted she was secretly playing the game throughout the night for 10 hours at a time.
There's not a video game called Red Raw, is there?
Red Raw Redemption. It's coming out soon. Yeah, so this 12-year-old in rehab.
I thought you said she's 9.
No, 9. No, she's 9. In rehab.
Yeah, just...
Free video game, by the way, but there's extras you pay for. See how they get you?
Sure.
Number two.
Yeah, that's spooky right there. I don't care for that story one bit. They've greenlit a Game of Thrones prequel. This will take place 1,000 years before Game of Thrones.
They could call it pre-Game of Thrones.
Damn it! Why are you the only one to think of that?
Consider yourself zinged.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, it's just marvelous. The Zing of the Day brought to you by the East Coffee Company.
See, now today I don't
put
in the clunker file just for that joke. Sorry.
What? What, are you trying to find a stud?
No, it's good stuff. Thank you, Coffee Hound, for making that possible. And also Darren, to some degree.
To a lesser degree.
Well, much lesser. HBO has officially greenlit a follow-up pilot to Game of Thrones, which we're now forever on this show going to refer to as pre-Game of Thrones.
Well, there's just so much of it.
Well, it's just a bunch of knights tailgating for an hour. How is this a show?
Wait a minute, they're just all tailgating.
Dragon tailgating. That's ridiculous. They've offered a prequel drama from writer Jane Goldman. If that name sounds familiar, she's behind such hits as Kingsman, The Secret Service, X-Men First Class, and Kick-Ass. Also brought to you by author George R.R. Martin. The network has released an official description of the show's storyline. It takes place thousands of years before the events of Game of Thrones. The series
A hibachi.
Series chronicles the world's descent from the Golden Age of Heroes.
Everyone brings a dish to pass.
Into its secrets of Westeros history and the true origin of the White Walkers, the mysteries of the East, the Starks of legend. It's not, they say, the story we think we know.
It stars Lee Corso.
No one loves Game of Thrones more than me. No one.
No one does?
I just love it.
Huh. Where are you at with it? Is it over?
Well, no, there's another season coming out next
year. There's one more
season. Next year. And there's two more books that were owed.
Wouldn't that mean more TV shows?
Well, see, here's the problem. The TV show is way off the book.
Oh.
Because there's only been 5 books released, but I think we're on year 6 or 7 of the TV show. So everything that's happened, it used to be, I'd watch the TV show and be like, this is just like the book. Well, that's a little different from the book. That's nothing like the book.
So they're taking
their
liberties.
The last 2 seasons, it's like, I don't know what the hell any of this is.
They're not following.
None of this makes any sense.
They're not following the roadmap, huh?
No, no, no. So this 6th book called The Winds of Winter was supposed to be out like 2 or 3 years ago. This guy's taking his sweet time writing these books.
Yeah.
So now he's like, you know what? I'm going to work on a prequel, and I'll just focus
on that.
Get
my head straight.
Yeah, no one asked you to do that. Write the prequel after you've delivered what you said you were going to deliver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Irv Cross.
Number three.
I should mention that
I believe Irv Cross looks like an Ant-Man.
He does look like an ant.
I know, right? Well,
although, probably not as much now.
Of course. Is Irv Cross dead?
I think so.
I don't think that's
Look it
true.
Up while I'm doing... Yeah, I think he might be.
Let me look that up.
If you would like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks.
Ooh.
The other guys pack... Yeah, he's gone. The other guys pack up after the 4th of July and they're gone. Uncle Norm's Fireworks is family-owned and they live locally. As a matter of fact, the Milan store is open year-round by appointment. Call 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897. Why would you drive to Missouri or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee. The store that is south of Milan on Route 67 is now open. And the one that's opening at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds opens in a couple days. It opens on Wednesdays. Now open from 11 till 8 with expanding hours as we get closer to the 4th. What did you find?
Of course, not from too far from my old stomping grounds, Hammond, Indiana.
Really?
Yeah. It's just as the crow flies.
Yeah, that's not far at all.
Which, by the way, is the name of the new Chris Robinson band,
Horseshoe,
which I'm interested to hear.
Casino.
Yes. So I Google Irv Cross.
Uh-huh.
And you know sometimes when you Google, it'll like complete your search thing?
Yeah.
Like if I were to type in, you know, like...
Pineapple.
It would go Pineapple Hawaii or, you know, it would kind of fill in things that are like the most searched terms.
Yeah.
I typed in Irv Cross... And the first thing, feel free to do this yourself on Google. The first thing that came up was Irv Cross, cause of death.
Oh, no.
That's why I made that noise.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh, no. Oh, Irv, what no. did you do?
Oh, what happened?
What did you do? Did you hang yourself in a hotel in Paris? What is this?
Last tango in Paris.
So Irv Cross, cause of death is...
What?
He's still very much alive.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, he's
even better.
He's 78 years old.
Even better than he can be in the pre-Game of Thrones.
But everyone is so sure Irv Cross is dead that they're Googling Irv Cross cause of death. Like, we're not the first ones to think he may have expired.
And he's only 78.
Well, that's young.
It's not like he's 98
or
108.
He played for the Eagles and the Rams, and yeah, he was in the Pro Bowl one time.
Sure he was.
Number 27 for your Philadelphia Eagles.
The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Here's an idea. Father's Day is coming up, I believe. Is it this weekend?
It is. It's the
Have
most
you dropped
important.
Some hints?
It's. I don't. I, you know. I feel like if I'm dropping hints, that's desperate. But
I mean, it doesn't mean you shouldn't still do it.
I like what you're doing.
So I would go ahead and do that. But here's the idea: with Capriati's gift cards, they're the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati. So just I'm just saying, sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby turkey cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. And why don't you also try out their new Capture 2 today? Select half a sub and a salad, half a sub and a cup of soup, or a cup of soup and salad. Capriati Sandwich Shop. Download the Loyalty app and get free food. Capriati Sandwich Shop on 53rd Street in Davenport. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. I already mentioned this, but I should certainly mention it again. That delivery is available. Order online at order.capriati's.com. Soups are available as well. Turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. The podcast brought to you again by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com.
We're only at number 3.
That's all right. We only have 4 and 5 to go.
Number 3.
Unless, of course, we're going to do another travelogue.
Yes.
And by travelogue, I don't mean...
bathrooms around the Midwest we've destroyed.
I don't mean G-U-E. Just L-O-G.
That's another show we should do. Dave and Darren's Travelogs. Take you around the Midwest to bathrooms we've destroyed. IHOP got a lot of press for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, whoever came up with this idea deserves a bonus because they got a lot of people talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
IHOP announcing they were going to change the P to a B. So they're changing their name to...
Hi, Bob.
The International House of Burgers.
Okay.
The idea is that they want you to think about the hamburgers they make. Sure, they make great pancakes, but mm-hmm. you can also go and get hamburgers
Get a hamburger pancake.
Yeah. So they're not really changing their name.
They're not.
This was all a Yumbo.
Okay.
They just want you to think about the burgers. And they're going to, like, change your name a little bit on at some locations. And there'll be posters up like, hey, we're IHOP, too.
Yeah, too, as well.
Hey, don't forget about the burgers. Who in their right mind is going to IHOP for hamburger sandwiches?
Well, I'm not saying the people when they're there aren't ordering a hamburger. They may very well be. But are they going out of their way to do it? Not until now.
So they got us talking about it. So good job, IHOP. You played us. You played us. And we all danced to the tune. You played
and it's
us
with a B, like a little B.
Yes.
Little B, yeah. So that it looks like
the P went turned P upside down. Exactly. Exactly. You played us all like a fiddle at the third annual SAP convention. I won't forget this. I honestly, in this day and age, as jaded as I am,
you played us
to get taken like this. It's refreshing.
You played us like a bunch of maple trees up in Vermont.
Yeah.
At the SAP convention.
And you're drinking...
What's he drinking? Champagne. Champagne cocktail.
Number four.
All right, number four on our top five things, Darren. Watching live music, according to a new study, watching live music is better for your health than yoga. Better for your well-being to see a live concert than to do yoga. Scientific study finds experts have come to this conclusion. Volunteers were fitted with heart rate monitors, split up and sent to live music and yoga sessions, or go for a walk with your dog. Psychometric tests carried out before and after the activities, all of which are known stress busters. Walking your dog, going to a concert, doing yoga, they're all stress busters. And they say that the people that did yoga increase their well-being by only 10%. People who walk their dog only increase their well-being by 7%.
Uh-huh.
But the concert? People who went to a concert is off the charts.
That's because they're high.
You think it's contact buzz or what?
Well, they're having some drinks. They're getting high. They're enjoying themselves. You're not getting high and having a bunch of beers walking your dog, are you?
Let me ask you this. You used to go to 20 shows a year.
Yes.
Now you go to one, maybe two.
Yes.
Is it because your well-being is more rooted in walking dogs and seeing live music? Or is it that everyone that you care to see, you've seen or is dead?
I've seen a lot.
Are there any new bands that you're excited about?
I don't even know who they are.
What about these kids from Michigan that sound like the new Led Zeppelin? Are you familiar with that?
What, Greta Van Fleet?
Yes. Does that do anything for you?
I thought it was a Fox contributor.
That's Greta Van Susteren.
It was a Fox News contributor, and I didn't want anything to do with it.
Who had a botched facelift?
Well, she's...
I'm Greta Van Fleet. Tonight's top story. The economy is great. Why is Obama a criminal?
Obama!
Oh, sheesh.
I took her to task
does
one
that,
time.
Greta, on the show.
Yeah.
What'd you say to her?
Well, it was just basically, I just thought that... They had that whole thing about who was the missing intern?
Gary Condit was
Gary
the,
Condit and yeah. Sandra Levy.
Chandra Levy.
Sandra
yes.
Levy.
Chandra.
Sandra.
Chandra.
Chandra.
Chandra. The
and
whole thing was a Chandra.
They just couldn't. They humped that thing to death.
Yeah.
Until 9/11 happened, and then at that point they couldn't have cared less about that story.
She did kind of become less important. Yes.
Well, and I'm not saying, and understandably so.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah. Well, Gary,
but the idea that you just completely whitewash the whole thing is.
Can we agree that 9/11 is a bigger story than the murder of an intern?
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. It was the epitus. Is that the right word? For a war, as a matter of fact.
Impetus. Yes.
Yes. Impotent. Impotent for a war.
I think you're closer than you realize. I had this thought the other day watching
But
the
this 20... whole idea, but she couldn't have cared less about that story.
I had this idea the other day watching a 24-hour news channel. And they all do it. The ticker at the bottom, that started on 9/11 out of necessity. The news ticker
at
the bottom.
Did it start before then?
I swear that wasn't a thing before 9/11. That ticker at the bottom was brought
back. That wasn't
back.
An OJ thing?
No. No. Because there was just so much information as the towers were falling. And it was like, we can't possibly give you all the information. So they did that ticker at the bottom on 9/11. And they just never got rid of it. And half the time you read that ticker, and it's like, No one cares about any of this. The ticker used to be all like, here is breaking news. You know, this is happening. The president is here. We're going to do this in Iraq. Blah, 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 blah. Now it's like, you know, the news story's going on here, and it's talking heads arguing different points that none of them can possibly believe.
But after humping that story to death.
Yes.
You can't, you know, a couple months.
Picture it, Darren.
However far, you can't do a follow-up.
Picture it, Darren. July 2001. I'm in Mexico on my honeymoon. We get like two channels in English, and it's like CNN and CNN Worldwide or whatever. And it was wall-to-wall shark attacks and Chandra Levy.
That's exactly
those
right.
Those were the only two stories in July.
Yeah.
Fast forward 2 months later, all the sharks have been sated, and Chandra Levy is no longer our problem. I'm with you. It's ridiculous. But then they ended up catching her killer not that long ago.
And it was not Gary Condon.
No. No. But he did bang an intern.
Allegedly.
Which isn't cool.
Five.
Number five.
It's going to have to be our last one for today. We'll be back tomorrow for a lunchtime episode.
I believe we are going to do what they call, one of the lunchtime sessions.
A businessman special. I like it. Another cocktail contest has come to an end there in Key West, Florida. Seven finalists from around the United States and Canada gathered there in Key West to participate. They had to come up with the perfect beverage that represents the colorful community spirit of the Florida Keys. And the winner was from Washington, D.C., bartender Joe McDaniel's Aqua Concoction. Blueberry vodka, key lime juice, that's it.
What
it's
is pretty, it?
It's blueberry vodka and key lime juice. That seems easy enough to make. Look at me, I'm a mixologist. I put two things together.
I worked on it with Rick Rubin. We're keeping it simple. We're going back to basics.
The grand prize, $10,000. That you have to give to a charity of your choice.
Okay.
That's nice.
That's all right.
I do have one more quick story that we can't use tomorrow because it'll be way old news by then, although it's a podcast and some of you are listening to this in the year 2025. We're getting more and more people, patrons, texting in saying, I was listening to show 105 and really got a kick out of it today.
Yeah, why wouldn't
and that, you?
You
know, that's
it was a different world then.
Well, no, it really is.
It really was a different world.
It's true. And I think that, you know, the fact that you guys are patrons and you're able to listen to all 700-plus episodes.
Yes, it's worthwhile, isn't it?
Well, that's what they're telling me
is
worthwhile. Because they keep investing in the show and they keep supporting us.
Yeah, get something out of it.
Yeah. So, like, thank you for listening to episode 325 or 438, or 3, you know?
Yeah, so it's one of those things where if you're just kind of sitting around, and you're going, wait a minute, I know what I could do.
Mm-hmm.
And I already did that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to listen to the podcast.
We already did that. Yes, listen to us after that. Not before. We can't
the
have
little
you.
Little master.
We can't have we can't.
Ah, little master.
Of course.
It just all of a sudden just dawns on you. You know what would hit the spot?
You know, now that that's done, maybe I'll listen to an old podcast.
Yeah, huh.
That's something that only people who are patrons of the show are able to do. So we thank you for your patronage, and we're glad that you're getting as much out of it as you're putting into it. Well, we hope. Today is King Kamehameha Day in Hawaii.
Which part of Hawaii?
All of it.
The sandy beaches or the rocky shores?
King Kamehameha was the Napoleon of the Pacific. The entire Pacific islands.
Now that's something.
They were all occupied by foreign countries, and they were Hawaii was a independent nation.
Isn't that something?
Everyone else fell, but Hawaii stayed straight. Now, in the end, American businesses would go in, and we would stage a coup, and we would do what Americans do best. But the point of it is this: it's King Kamehameha Day here in Hawaii, from the rocky shores of Hawaii to the sandy beaches of Hawaii. This volcano down there is still going crazy.
Don't stop till you get enough.
The largest freshwater lake on Hawaii's Big Island. When you were in Hawaii, did you do the Big Island?
No.
Is the Big Island just called Big Island, or is that Oahu?
Oahu is the real commercialized one. That's the one we went to.
Is the Big Island, everyone calls it the Big Island.
The Big Island is Hawaii.
So that is Hawaii.
Yes.
So that's where this volcano is going crazy. So they have the largest freshwater lake there in the shadow of Kaleo. I'm not saying it right. The volcano there.
Yeah. Kahlua.
Kahlua. Kalea? Am I saying that? I'm not saying that right. I've said it a million times, and now I can't remember how to say it.
Half the stuff I've said has been wrong.
Anyway, the biggest freshwater lake in Hawaii, the magma, or I guess it's lava when it's on this side of the earth, the lava started spilling into the biggest freshwater lake on the island.
And?
The lake evaporated in an hour and a half.
Gone.
The entire lake gone in 90 minutes.
Boy.
Yeah. Another victim of this volcano that I swear to God I could have pronounced if this were 9 hours ago.
So you had all this cooked fish.
Oh my God, I didn't think about the wildlife in the lake. I just thought about how nuts it is that an entire lake is gone.
Steamed clams!
Oh my God, they say lava from Fissure 8 began pouring into the lake, turning into a rolling cauldron, and within 90 minutes...
Add some carrots.
Oh no! Oh no! I never thought about that.
Not the best.
Green Lake, known as Kawea Apale, was 400 years old. It had been a popular fishing hole for ages.
Do the clam, do the clam, do the clam, do the clam.
It's gone. It's
clam bake.
Yeah. It's where, I guess, Pele, the Hawaiian goddess of volcano, used to take baths when she came to the island. Anyway, she got nowhere to bathe.
And played soccer.
Different Pele. That's it for the show.
The Dave and Darren
to the
Top 5 Things podcast, if you'd like to reach out to it anytime, not necessarily when we're doing it, at any time, if you have any sort of questions or comments, please use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO, Uncle Norm's Fireworks, two locations, the one in Milan on Route 67 is open now, the one at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds opens on Wednesday, they're open from 11 till 8, with expanding hours as we get closer to the 4th of July. The Milan store is open year-round by appointment. Call 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897. Remember, we will be doing a podcast there on Saturday, June 30th at the Davenport location. They have the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, world-class brand Showtime, and more. Check them out at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com, the podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Get there today. Get some gift cards for Dad, because Father's Day is coming up, because everyone loves Capriati's. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Until next time, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities. Yes.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing, this is for the Quad Cities reference spot, Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked, rock out. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Well, goodbye. And don't think it hasn't been a little slice of heaven, because it hasn't.